With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says the recipients of his recent pardons and commutations have shown, quote, successful rehabilitation, but not everybody agrees. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
When he announced commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 people and the pardoning of 39 others, the president said the individuals are committed to making their communities safer. Recipients include a nonprofit leader who supports at-risk youth and a decorated military veteran and pilot who spends much of his time helping his fellow church members who are in poor health. But not everyone was pleased by the president's decisions. A Republican state senator said a commutation for a woman who stole $54 million from a small town in Illinois was a slap in the face to residents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, John Thune, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, setting a very aggressive slate for 2025 that will nearly double the upper chamber's number of working days. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Senator Thune shares his outlook for the coming Congress.
We got a two-year window here to get a lot of things done, and we intend to make good use of it.
The incoming majority leader says the GOP-led Senate needs to help President-elect Donald Trump establish his sprawling agenda on day one of his second term, from approving cabinet selections to helping pare down the federal government and reining in the federal budget. The South Dakota senator thinks the major points could be achieved by next summer. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Inclement weather hitting several parts of the United States over the weekend. Dangerous conditions, including major ice storms and tornado activity. The ice storm created treacherous driving in Iowa and Nebraska. 33 inches of snow in upstate New York and a twister touchdown in Scotts Valley, California. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
The Fairfax County Circuit Court has refused to quash a lawsuit filed by students against the school board's policy of punishing them if they refuse to use the fellow students' preferred pronouns. School officials have tried repeatedly to get the suit thrown out to no avail. Under a program designed to promote transgenderism, Fairfax County will punish a student up to 5 days of suspension if they fail to use designated pronouns. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Survey conducted by GBAO Strategies confirming Donald Trump made broad inroads with Jewish voters, winning 26% of the votes in November. That number is up from 21% in 2020. Jewish voters' opinions of the candidate's Israeli policies helped explain his gains. 48% of Jews thought they were more pro-Israel than President Biden. This is SRN News. SpaceX launching a new mission.
Billionaire Elon Musk's company wants to make its Starbase site a new Texas city. And has sent a letter to local officials requesting an election to turn what it calls Starbase into an incorporated city. Starbase is the South Texas site where SpaceX builds and launches its massive Starship rockets. The area is on the southern tip of Texas at Boca Chica Beach near the Mexican border. The county's top executive has confirmed they received the proposal and said the county will inspect the petition for statutory compliance before putting it to a vote. John Scott reporting.
Man in Michigan tried to return an overdue baseball book to his library, but was told to keep it. In 1974, Chuck Hildebrandt was 13 when he checked out the book. He returned the book last week, but the manager of the library said, just keep it. It's been 50 years ago. More details at SRNNews.com.